Man, I love being a fish. Just swimming all day, drinking as much as I like.
You said it, bud. It just doesn't get any better than this. Hey, you fat, juicy worm. Go get 'em, boy.
Something smells fishy here. Oh, my mama told me to watch out for free meals, because there's usually a spring attached.
Your mama was a holy mackerel, swimming around preaching to everybody to watch out for the big, bad devil fish.
Hey, my mama was an angel fish.
Forget that old hag fish. Now, what are you, a chicken of the sea?
Well, it does look pretty tasty. Hey, this is delicious.
Sorry, Charlie, you should have listened to your mama, boy. Fools like that make it such fun being a devil fish.
This is Hank Nuola with Road Signs. Today, let's take a look at those special arrows. At some intersections, we find the usual green, yellow, red lights, and also arrows. Green, indicating that we can turn the way the arrow points. Yellow, meaning the movement permitted by the green arrow is about to end. And sometimes a red arrow, meaning we may not turn in the direction that the arrow points. These are specific instructions about the way that we may go. A specific direction is shown, and whether or not we are permitted to go that way. The Bible is kind of like those signal arrows, my friend. The Bible can tell us whether a certain direction is good or questionable, or downright bad for ourselves or other people. The first half of the Bible is called the Old Testament, and it's full of stories about people. You can become very wise by paying attention to the kinds of decisions that these Bible people made, because they made some good ones and some very bad ones. One of the best sources of wisdom in the Bible is called the Book of Proverbs. Just like those directional arrows with different colors, this book is chock full of directions for every one of us today. For example, in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 11, it says, God cares about honesty in the workplace. Your business is His business. And a couple verses later it says, first pride, then the crash. The bigger the ego, the harder the fall. Now that's just a fact of life, isn't it, my friend? We all could use some wisdom, because wisdom gives us peace and it gives us a good long life. Now, you don't need a college degree or high school education to be wise. What you need is to pay attention to what God tells us about life in His book. In fact, He tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, that above all and before all, we should get wisdom. And at the top of our list, we should write, get understanding. Don't be a know-it-all. That's really just being a fool. I suggest getting a modern version of the Bible. It'll be a lot easier to understand. And head for the book of Proverbs and gain some of God's wisdom. This is Hank Nuola for Road Signs.
Wake up on Sunday to the sound of my electric boss. Out of the shower into my clothes, and then I'm off, rolling late, sleeping the time away. Grind on Monday, nothing for me has changed. I go through the motions just to hide the scary truth. Playing the game so well that my friends can't see through. To the real me, to the person hiding behind this crowd.
and the hits just keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
Well, what a great place to start. With Britney Spears in this recent interview when she stated the following.
Quote.
I love to travel overseas to places like Canada.
Unquote.
Or Shaquille O'Neal when he was asked about his trip to Greece while playing international basketball in the Goodwill Games. Shaq was asked, did you visit the Parthenon? And his reply was...
quote,
I don't remember all the clubs we went to.
Unquote.
Bob Dole helps us all understand the World Wide Web a little bit more with this
quote,
the internet is a great way to get on the net.
Unquote.
Now, I don't know about you folks, but every time I turn my truck around 360 degrees, for some reason I'm going in the same direction that I started out in. But basketball star Jason Kidd makes you wonder if he knows something that we don't. He made this observation concerning the team's poor performance.
Quote,
we have got to turn things around 360 degrees.
Unquote.
Then there's this from former football great Joe Theismann.
Quote,
nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
Unquote.
Well, Mike Tyson's not about to be outdone. He competes too with this one.
Quote,
lots of people get face tattoos. Billions. Even millions.
Unquote.
Torin Polk, a University of Houston receiver, on his coach John Jenkins said the following.
Quote,
he treats us like men. He lets us wear earrings.
Unquote.
And finally, a tourist asked this question at Mesa Verde National Park.
Quote,
did people build this or did Indians?
Unquote.
We'll be back later on with more.
Quote and unquote.